This daf is daf ayin gimel. So we got to around 8 lines down. The two dots we're talking about Eden Zomim, Achlokas Pinabai Rava, whether it's Pasal Nafreya or Pasal Mikan Laba. So Gemara quotes a Mishnah, our Mishnah from yesterday, Tanan, Ganav al Pishnaim, Vitavach Umach al Pim. Two Eden testified that Ruvain stole, and those same two Eden testified he also did Tvichu Mechira. Nimsu Zomim, turns out there's Zomim, Mishalman Isakol. You have to pay all five amounts that they tried getting the guy to pay. My love, Sheheidu al Hageneva, the Chazu Veheidu al Tficha, is not where they first gave, they testified that they stole. Then separately they came back and they testified that they also did Tficha. Then, who's Mu al Geneva? They found out to be Edom Zomim on the Geneva first. And then the Chazur v'huzmu al Tvicha. Then they're found to be Edom Zomim and Tvicha. So since they violated Edom Zomim twice, they pay Kefor for the Geneva, they pay three times for the Tvicha, that totals five. V'takadaitach l'mafreya hu nifsal. If we assume that relates to l'mafreya, like Abaye said, so then, honey, kevan itzamulu al Geneva, once they're found to be Zomim on the Geneva aspect, then iglai milsal l'mafreya dichi ashadu at Tvicha. Turns out when they testified on the Tvicha, they already were Rishayim, they already Pasul. So the Tvicha, the Edus and Tvicha, retroactively, never should have been an Edus. If it was never an Edus, they shouldn't be responsible for Edom Zomim. So then the question becomes, Amai Mishalman Atvicha? Why would they pay on the Tvicha? It must be then that we don't say Lamafreya. It's only Mkan Laba. So even though they were Zomim with regards to Geneva, the Edus and Tvicha still stood. And the Gemara says, no, Amri, Abai would respond to this and say, no. Hacha b'mayaskinan, what's the case here? Kigon shehuzmu al tvicha tchila. So when they first were found to be zomim on tvicha. So when they're zomim on tvicha, so then that edus is batal, but the one on Geneva still stands. And the Gemara says, not really true. I'm not really sure what the Havamina is there, but Gemara quickly says, Amri, sof, ki ha'aji mizami agneva iglai milsa dechi asa. Now, after they're found to be Zomim on Tvicha, then once later on they're found to be Zomim on Geneva also, so then that tells me Iglai Milsa, the Chiyas Hada Tvicha, at the point when they were giving the Edus on Tvicha initially, Psulun Havu. Amai Mishalm, Atvicha, why would they pay on Tvicha? Regardless of what order of Zomim they come in, once we know that as Geneva, as Edus on Geneva, they're Zomim, any Edus after that fact that they gave, any testimony, is going to be Pasul. So Gemara says, you know the answer is v'hilchasa shehidu b'vas achas v'huzmu. Says Abaye explains, you know what the case is, where they testified in one shot that they said in January that this guy stole and he also did tvicha. So once they were found to be zomim in January, they were imanu hayisim, they were with us at some other place, so then all the edus in one shot is found to be zomim b'vas achas, and that's when you pay a total of five amounts. But if they gave separate testimonies, once on the Geneva, and once on the Tvicha, so then, and they found to be Zomim, then you would never have to pay for the Tvicha because they were ready, Iglai Muslim Afreya, that they were Pasul, Bishas Edus on the Tvicha. Okay, the Gemara now says halfway down, Lema Kitanai. Maybe this discussion is really a Machlokus Tanai. Let's see. Gemara says, Hayu Shnaim Me'edim Oso Shaganov. Two Edim testify that he robbed. Behein Me'edim Oso Shetavach. And they also testify that he did Tvicha. V'huzmu al ha-Geneva, and then they're found to be Zomim on the Geneva. So then Edus Shebatla Miktasa Batla Kula. So if they're found to be Zomim on Geneva, so once there's no Geneva, that means Tvicha falls away also. Tvicha, we said already before, is nothing without Geneva. So if there's Zomim on Geneva, Tvicha is nothing. The entire Edus is thrown out. So then the Gemara, Mishnah says, quoting this Braisa, it gets the Braisa up. Who's mu'al tvicha? Let's say they're found to be zomimim only on the tvicha. So then who mishalim tashlim kefo? So the ganav, the edus and the geneva still stands. Because they're only zomim on the tvicha aspect. But on the geneva aspect, it still stands. So the ganav has to pay the kefo, the hain, but the edim now have to be mishalim tashlim shlosha. They pay the additional three that they accused him of, but falsely. That's all according to the Tanakhama. But Amar Rabbi Yossi comes to qualify and says, "Bamed Dvar Mamurim, when is this all true? B'shei Edios, when there are two separate Edus. Aval be'edus achas, if it's one Edus, then Edus Shebatla Miktsasa Balakula." He says, no, if it's one unit, so even if they're found to be Zomim on the Tvicha, even the Geneva will be Batal as well, against the Tanakama. So Gemara wants to know, what exactly is Rabbi Yossi referring to? Mai b'shtei edios, mai be'edis achas. What do you mean, two edis and one edis? So the Gemara asks, ilema b'shtei edios mamish. What it means is, b'shtei kitos, when it says they're two edios, it means that they came in separate, they testified separately. And when he says be'edis achas, b'kas achas, b'zachar zeh. So shtei edios mean two sets of edim, and Eidus Achas means one kind of Eidim, but they testified at different times. First in the Geneva, and then separately on the Tevicha. If that's the case here, and then it says, V'amar B'yotzi, and in this case, Be'edus Achas, which is again, Bekas Achas, Bezerchazeh, one set of Eidim, but they testify separately once in the Geneva, and then again once on the Tevicha. So then, Ki Meshadi Ageneva. When they testify on the Geneva, V'hadar Meshadi Atvicha, and then they testify separately on the Tvicha. So, ki misizame atvicha, once they're found to be zomimim on the Tvicha, edus shebala miktasa bala kula, would you say that? Would you say that? V'izame lu agneva behecha tesach. So, if we're saying the case of edus achas, where Rav Yossi says bala miktasa bala kula, is a scenario where it's one set of edim that first testify in Geneva separately on, let's say, Sunday, and then Tuesday they testify on Tvicha. And then they're found to be Eidim Zomim on Tvicha. That's not going to affect what they said on Sunday. So that can't be the case where he would say, Eidis Shabbat al Miktasa Falakul. So what's the case of Shtei Edios versus Eidis Achas? Ella. It must be Lav, B'Shtei Edios, B'Eidis Achas, Ke'ein Shtei Edios. It's like two Eidim. What does that mean? B'Mai Ninu. When we say Shtei Edios, we don't mean really two Edios. We really mean one Eidis, one Kat. That looks like two, meaning, because my ninu kas achas bezeacherzeh, one group that testified one after the next. So both on Sunday, but consecutive. That's two edios, but it's really one kas. About be'edus achas, one edus bevas achas lo. But edus achas means they testified in one shot, one unit on Sunday. The very same time they say that this person was he stole, he did geneva, and he did tzvicha. So then he would say, if Batla Miktasa, if he's caught to be Zomim on the Tvich aspect, it has to be also the Geneva aspect, because Imanu HaYisem, they say, when you testified about Tvicha, you were with us.
But that,
on Eidus Achas, right. But when he gave his testimony, he was also testifying about Geneva. So they all come together. That's what he means, Batla Miktasa, Batla Kula. But if it's one Kas, and they say, first they testify at 1 o'clock on the Geneva, and then 3 o'clock they testify... Right, it's even closer in time, we'll see in just a second. So then we say they're separate adios. So now the Gemara explains further. Visvaruha, and right now we're under the assumption, Dechuli alma toch kide dibur ki dibur dami. By the way, I probably mentioned this in the past, whenever the Gemara uses svaruha, it's always a havamina that's going to be rejected. So at this point, the Gemara assumes that toch kide dibur ki dibur dami. If you give two testimonies, two edios, within a few seconds, let's say for now, we view that as one unit. It connects each other. Everyone agrees to that point. So my lav b'hakim mifli, what's the machlokas here? The rabbanan savre mikan ulahaba hu nifsal, that a edim zomim are only possible from that point and on. V'cheivan d'mahi shaita kamizame atvicha d'kamizame itzim agneva d'lo mizame lo itzim. So from that point where the Edom were caught to be Edom Zomim, so they're only Zomim on, they're separate. So they were said, you know, at 1 o'clock he gave testimony on Geva, and then 1:01 he said testimony on the Tvicha. So even though we said Toch de Dibor, there we could combine the two of them, but if the Tvicha, he said at 1:01 you're with us, during the Edis and the Tvicha, we can't go back a few seconds to the Geneva. It's only Mikanu Lahaba. But according to Rabbi Yossi Savar, Lemafreya hu nifsal, we can go back certainly a few minutes earlier. V'chemen demiyad ki asidu hu demifsali ki isizamelu hu atvicha isizamelu nami agneva. The ha toch de dibur ki dibur dami. We view them as one given unit.
It has to be toch de dibur.
Has to be toch de dibur. Yeah, I'm just looking at Rashi for a second here. I see Rashi just says a mikan halabah, He says, "Miyom shehuzmu lo miyom sheheidu." So they only pasul from that point and on. That point and on when they're found, when they're caught. So they're caught on Thursday. They gave testimony on Sunday. So they pasul only from Thursday and any future edios. But you don't go backwards. So just look at the next Rashi further. Aganeva delo misame lo itzum. Even though when they gave testimony on Sunday, it was all right with Toch de Dibor. Holo aschil psulahu meahishaita. The psul doesn't kick in from Sunday. The name to say afagav de echa b'shabbos lo itzum miushas edusa and shas psulahaisa. We don't say that. I mean, even though Toch de Dibor works, you can view that as a unit, but the psul doesn't kick in backwards. So that's why the only pasul on the tvicha, but not pasul on the Geneva. But according to Yossi, you go to Mafreya. Mafreya, only we know 101. Only 101 he was apostle because Shas Tvicha, but he allows us to go back even a minute earlier because that's Toch Kedei Dibur. That's what we're saying right now. Now Rabbanan would agree. If Rabbanan were hold to Mafreya, they'd also say you could go back even 1 minute. But they don't hold to Mafreya at all. That's what the Gemara suggests. Okay, so this Machlok is a Bayin Rava, is perhaps Machlok is between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi, whether you say Mikanu Laba or L'mafreya. And the Gemara doesn't like this. The Gemara says last three lines of the Amud here, Amri, Itoch k'dei dibor k'dibor dami. If you assume that way, then chuliyam l'mafreya hu nifsal. Everyone would agree it can go retroactively. So what's a machlokas here? Elahacha besoch k'dei dibor k'dibor dami. Kamifiki. They're arguing whether such a concept exists. Do we hold of toch k'dei dibor? We always take it for granted that we do hold that way. But that's actually a machlokas here. Let's see. Rabban savre toch k'dei dibor Lav kidibur dami. It's not. And therefore, even the Rabban might hold the mafreya. So let's say he gave testimony on Sunday. 1 o'clock is Gneva, 101 is Tvicha. Thursday is caught to be Zomim or Tvicha. And you even go to mafreya. And anything on Monday and Tuesday testified would also be possible. But you can't go before 101. Because Toch Kedibur doesn't work that way. Only Shas, Edus, and Tvicha is possible from that point on. But 1 o'clock, even though it's a minute earlier, he doesn't hold of Toch Kedibur. And Rabbi Yossi Savar Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. So you can't even go back a minute earlier because that's considered Toch Kedei Dibur. So now the Gemara asks, the Savar Rabbi Yossi Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Does Rabbi Yossi really allow you to say that within that span of time it's considered one sentence? V'hatzanan, does the Mishnah tell us? Harezu Tumuras Ola Tumuras Shalmim. So the person says he wants his carbon to be tamura. I'm not getting involved in tamura, but it's in essence trying to transfer kedusha over to another animal. So you want this animal to be tamura of shlamim or to be tamura of ola. He says both of them. The lacha is harezu tamuras ola divrei Rabbi Meir. As Rashi says, you go achar lashon harishon. Since he first said tamuras ola, so that's what's chal. You can't change that anymore once the kedusha has been infused in that animal. But Rabbi Yossi Omer im lechach niskave mitchila. If he wanted to say both of them in the beginning, he wanted to say Timur Ola and Timur Shlomim. That was his initial intent. Since it's impossible to say that at the same time, you can't say, we're not capable of saying two things at the same time, so therefore you have to say separately Timur Ola, Timur Shlomim. So since it's impossible, Dvarav Kayamim. The word stand, it's a combination. This animal becomes both a Timur Ola and a Timur Shlomim. And look at Rashi, three narrow lines down. Dvarav Kayamim. The tira ad shetistayv, and you have to let the animal graze until it gets a mum, and then when it gets a mum, the timacher you sell it. The yavi b'demei chetzia ola b'demei chetzia shlamim. Half goes towards an ola, half goes towards a shlamim. They're both chal. Now the Mishnah says, vim amar timuras ola. Bithi initially says timuras ola, and that was his only intent. Then nimlach, and he changed his mind. V'amar timuras shlamim, and he says it should be now a timur shlamim. Harezu Timuras Ola. Even then, Rabbi Yossi would agree it goes after Lashon Rishon because you changed your mind. He only allows them both to be Chal if you intended on both of them in the beginning. But changing your mind, then the second statement doesn't have an effect. So then the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to understand, what does it mean, Nimlach? What do you mean you changed your mind? Nimlach Pshita, it's obvious. If he changes his mind, it can't work. You can't say one day this is Timuras Ola and wake up the next day, I want this to be a Timur Shlomim, it's too late. So it explains the Gemara, Amar Papa, Nimlach betoch k'dei dibur kamrinan. He changed his mind within a couple of seconds. So then maybe it could just change it over. K'mashmalan, even toch k'dei dibur doesn't work. So we see Rabbi Yossi holds toch k'dei dibur doesn't work. Once you say your statement, it's final. Even if you change half, half a second later, it doesn't work. But above we said that Rabbi Yossi thought toch kte dibur does work. So Gemara says, Amri very lamdish Gemara tre toch kte dibur havi. There are two types. There are two dinim, tre dinim. Chad kde sheilas Talmud l'rav, v'chad kde sheilas harav l'talmud. Depends who's addressing who. If it's the Talmud addressing the Rav, it's a little longer. And if it's the Talmud Rav addressing the Talmud, it's shorter. What do you mean? Ki les the Rabbi Yossi kidei sheilas Talmud l'Rav shalom alecha Rabbi Umori. When he doesn't hold of Toch Dibur, when the Talmud says shalom alecha Rabbi Umori, which is one extra word, that's too long. That's already too. That he doesn't hold of Toch Dibur. The nafish. It's too many words. But kidei sheilas harav l'Talmud. When the Rav addresses the Talmud, shalom alecha. That's all just two words, Isla, he holds of it. So within two words, it's Toch Kedei Dibur, then you can change your mind, even in the case of Shlomim, the Torah Timur case. And in our case also, Onam and Aleph here, about the Eid of Geneva and Tficha, if they're within two words of each other, it works. But once it's four words, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Mori, so then that's already considered too far. And the question becomes, we have two words and four words. Which one is it? What about three words? But there's a Girsa here. I'm wondering, they probably take that word out. Right, they take out the word Mori. The Rush takes it out, apparently. And it makes sense, because then you have a Sira. What happens with three words? So two words is considered Toch Kedei Dibur. Three words is not considered Toch Kedei Dibur. Okay, I'm just looking at Tosus for a second. Okay, look at Tosus for a second. Dibur Maskel Kedei Sheilas Talmud L'Rav. He writes, V'hod Amar Beperek Tfilas HaShachar Daf Chav Zayin Amar Beis Hanosein Shalom V'machzeh Shalom L'Rabo Goreim L'Shechina Shetestalik Mi'Yisrael. You can't address your Rebbe. That causes the Shechina to leave. Hainu Kishenosein Shalom L'Rabo Kimo L'Chavera. That's mean if you say hello. Hello, Rabbi, or hello, whatever first name. If you call him the way you know you call your friend, that would be what it would be referring to. Kamo Shamar Le Shalom Alecha. You don't call him Rebbe. Blomar Rebbe. V'haldamar Perek Rebbe Akiva. Klum Yesh Eved Shenosin Shalom Rabbo. No Eved says hello to their master. So how could a Talmud say hello to their master, the Rebbe? So Eved Shaini She'emas Rabbo Love U'bishum Inyan Ein Litein Lo Shalom. So an Eved should never address his master. A Talmud should address his Rebbe, but in the proper way, calling him Rebbe. Okay, the Gemara now says two dots. Amar Rava. Rava says, Edim shehuchshu uvasof huzmu neragin. If Edim are first caught to be contradicted by another set of Edis, and the normal halach is when Edis, two Edios against each other, two Katim against each other, so you just throw them out. There's no punishment. You know, this group says that happened, and this group said that didn't happen. So you just throw them out. There's no punishment. But let's say first they were caught to be, they were lying. There was just another Edis going against them. And then it turns out they were also found to be Edim Zomim. They get Neharag and they get killed. Hachasha Tchilas Hazamahi. Very important line appears here in the Gemara Ksubas as well. That Hachasha, when an Edis is being contradicted, that's just the beginning of him. It's part of the same process as Hazama. A lot of Rishonim discuss what this means exactly. So just look at Rashi. Rashi just says, Shehuchshu, around 10 airlines down in Rashi, Shnaim Omrim Harag, Shnaim Omrim Loharag. Two people say he murdered someone, two people said he didn't murder anybody. And then Levasov Huzmu, and then turns out Shebasa Kas Shlishis, a third party comes, Amrahi Iman Hoyisim. You guys who claimed that he murdered someone, you were with us that day, you couldn't have testified. Neragan. These Edim Zomim are killed. Now, even though their Edis couldn't have went through it all in Bezdin, because they were just contradicted by another set of Edim that he didn't kill anyone, it's still, that's the beginning of the Zomim process, and they're found to be Zomim, they would get killed for attempting to have Reuven be killed for claiming he murdered someone. So Gemara says, again, the Hachasha Tchias Hazamahi Ela Shelo Nigmara. Hachasha is the beginning of the process of Zomim, but it's not a completed act. Sama Rava says, Mina Amina, like, how do I know this? The sign of the Brisa says, Meidani Biish Ploni Shasima es Ain Avdo, Vihipilesh Shino. Testify about this person, this master, that he blinded his Evid, he took out his eye, and he made his tooth knock out. We know Midaraisa, if he does either one of these, so then the Evid goes free, the Evid Kanani goes free. So he says he did both of them. First he is Masana Aino, and then he is Hipilesh Shino. Sharei, and he continues to say further, Sharei harav omerken, even the he'll agree, the master will agree that's what happened. V'nimsu zomim And turns out these Edom are Zomimim, Mishalmim Tmei Ayin Le'Eved. He pays the amount of the value of an eyesight to the Eved. So what's going on here? Hey Chidami. Ilema Kitakatani, if it's supposed to be taken at face value, the way the Brisa was presented, Deleka Kasa Chrina, there's no other group of Edom going against him. Mishalmin Dmei Ayin Le'Eved, you pay the amount of the eye to the Eved. Basa Demafkile Lecheris, after he goes out to be freed him, Dmei Eino Kibari Lishlume. What's the gear said that just for a second there? What's the line? You need to pay the amount of the eye to, let's see, you have to pay to the Adam. He was trying. He was trying to make the Eved pay, the Adon pay, right? So what happened here? Again, if we followed his Edus, so the Eved goes free because the eye that the Adon knocked out. And the other wouldn't have to pay the eye at all. He only have to pay the amount of the tooth. Right, that's what would happen. He went free because he's blind now. And then later on, that same master, who's no longer his master, according to his Edus, knocked out his tooth. So as causing nezik to anybody else, you have to pay the amount to the tooth. So now, he wouldn't have to pay any amount. Why would he have to pay any amount to the Eved? That wasn't what he tried to do. And then further, another question on this price, if it's supposed to be taken at face value, he has to pay the full amount of an Eved, forget the amount of the blinding a person, but his entire value he had to pay to the Adam because he just tried getting this Eved to be completely free. So the Adam loses out completely. Moreover, the Rav says this, or the Rav, the master, wants this, he agrees to this. So Ella, what Gemara explains is as follows. Lav, it must be a case, kigon to asu beitrei. Another two people came. V'amri, they say, no, hippil esheno simes eino. It was the other way around. First, the Adon had knocked out his tooth and he went free. And then, then he blinded him. Then in that case, dubai mesele harav demei eino. Since after he was free because knocking out his tooth, so now the Eved's walking around as a regular Jew. And then the Adon goes over and knocks out his eye. So that's in the case where the Adon would have to pay the eye to the Eved. And then Asa Beitre Mitziah, then two others come. Vamre Eino Vahadar Sheno. No, the way it was first really he knocked out the eye and then he knocked out the tooth. Dilo Bailamisivle Elodame Sheno, which is much easier for the Rav. In this case, if he knocks out the eye first and then the tooth second, the master would only have to pay the value of a tooth, which is much less than the value of an eye. So Dilo Bailamisivle Elodame Sheno. The Kamachile Kamail Mitziasa. So now there's Edis Hachasha. That the first and the second of Edom are arguing with each other, what was the order? V'hainu, that's what he means. The second group that comes in says, Sharei Harav Omer Kein Denichale. The Rav wants it. He'd rather him that he knocked out the eye first of the Eved, that makes him go free, and then only afterwards did he knock out the tooth, which he pays much less. So that's what was going on here. So, Denichale B'mai Dekamri, and I know the master prefer what I say in my order of knocking out the eye before knocking out the tooth. And Katani, even though there's Edus Hachasha, yet we still see V'nimtzu Zomimim, and they found that to be Zomimim, the Mitziah, the middle, the second group, is found to be Zomimim, Mishalmim Dmei Ayin Le'Eved. They have to pay the eye to the Eved, because really it was the other way around. Really, first the Eved got his tooth knocked out and he was free, and he's really owed the amount of money for the eye, not the amount of money of the tooth. That explains the Gemara here. And we see from this is Shema Mina Hachasha Tchilas Hazamahi. And this is Rava's proof that we see, even though it was first Edus Hachasha, so it still can lead to Edim Zomim. Okay, we'll stop here, because the next line of Abai goes well into the next stuff. He's going to reject this riot. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Hachasha
here is a little different. Because Hachasha here is... Allah.